University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Wow, I am really surprised by this breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, hello. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing good today, wherever you might be across the fruited plain. Wow, Bernie Sanders is suspending his presidential campaign, and it's causing a lot of shock among the Bernie bro crowd. So, bro, Bernie's out. Again, this is breaking news, and we're gonna get into all of this. I'm a little surprised by this, folks. I really did think that Bernie Sanders was gonna hold on until the Democrat convention in Milwaukee. The Bernie bros were ready to burn down the city on behalf of their guy. And I don't know what AOC is going to do. The AOC and the mean girls, AOC and the squad have to be devastated by this news, because the country, at least for a little while, has been saved from being run by a communist. By the way, stocks are now surging on Wall Street. So the investment crowd really happy. They're not very distraught over this news. But if you are a Democrat, this is pretty horrendous news, because say what you want to about Bernie Sanders, but at least the guy still has his faculties about him. At least Bernie Sanders is not going out in front of the cameras and drooling and, fondling women's hair and kissing and sniffing babies' heads. At least he's not doing that. So it appears, ladies and gentlemen, that this is who the Democrats are going to put their hope and their trust and pledge their allegiance to.
Have you been tested for the coronavirus?
No, I have not been tested for the coronavirus. I've had, thank God, no symptoms that I'm aware of. Doesn't mean that that can't happen.
Up for the next round of primaries, including...
I have not talked to any individual. Excuse me.
Oh, you know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true. But fortunately, I'm alone in my home. But that's okay.
Vice President Biden, thank you so much for your time. Please stay healthy.
For keeping businesses shut.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what.
And what is it like to be a candidate in the time of social distancing?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. And I think we've been
public, but first I'm in this crisis.
I'd like
to spoke earlier. He's talking.
And I tell you what, I'm so darn proud. And those poor people who have lost, anyway, it's just. My heart goes out to
me. No. Listen, we have to make a choice about who leads this country.
I just can't figure the guy. It's like watching a yo-yo. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's like watching.
It feels that way. I want to ask.
It's unbelievable, it's okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is the guy who is going to be the standard bearer for the Democrat Party. He doesn't even know what day of the week it is. This guy, and you hate to say this, but clearly something is not right with Joe Biden. As we say back home in Memphis, Tennessee, the front porch light's on, but nobody's home. And it was very clear to me that Mrs. Joe Biden is actually running the show here. Cut number 10.
And, we're happy to see all of you.
Am I supposed to say something now?
Yeah, you can say something.
Well, hi, everybody. It's great to see you all. You have a really great podcast.
Unbelievable. And again, you want to go out there and blame Joe Biden, but I got to be honest with you, folks. I'm not sure that he even knows that he's running for president of the United States. I mean, that's how bad it is. So something is going on here, and something behind the scenes is very clear to me. Biden, I still do not believe, is going to be the nominee. At the end of the day, there is something is going to happen, and maybe they come out and have a big press conference and they say, you know what? Biden's not altogether there, and we've got to get somebody else. Who is that person? What does that person look like? You know, Biden says that he wants a female running mate. Is that person going to be a Hillary Clinton or a Michelle Obama? Is it possible that Stacey Abrams from Georgia could be that person? Not that it really matters, I don't believe, because I'm still thinking that the president is going to win in a landslide, provided that we get this country back to work. And ladies and gentlemen, we are starting to see some really, really ugly numbers out there. And many states are starting to do the math and they're realizing that, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many checks you get from the federal government. That small business is not going to be reopening. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a very simple question. Are you ready to reopen America? Are you ready to go shower and shave and put on pants and get out there and engage in commerce? Are you ready for the kids to go back to school? Are you ready for the mom and pop businesses to reopen? Are you ready to go down to Applebee's or TGI Fridays or Cheddar's? I love that place. And have a meal together as a family. Are you ready to turn the lights back on in America? Or do you believe that we ought to just stay put and wait until the government officials say it's okay, it's permissible to come out of your house? 844-747-8868. This is our toll-free number, so write this down. The number really never changes. 844-747-8868, and we want to hear from you. ToddStearns.com is our website, the live show blog up and running, and we have all sorts of great information for you to check out there. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
Everybody, yeah, Bernie is done, bro. It's not looking good for the socialist. And honestly, it makes no sense to me. Unless Bernie has been paying attention to this radio program, because we've been pointing out, illustrating that really for the past 3 weeks, America has become a socialist nation. And maybe Bernie is looking at what's happening and the reactions, your telephone calls to this radio program. And maybe Bernie is thinking, well, geez, Alou, this may not be good. Maybe the American people are not ready to be ruled by a communist or a socialist. And by the way, to all of our new listeners out there, we believe that socialism and communism are basically next door neighbors in a zero lot line neighborhood. Not much difference. By the way, this information coming in from one of our listeners in Louisville, Kentucky. And by the way, folks, I'm the guy that runs all of the social media. So a lot of the news talk guys, they have an entire staff that does that. But I like to do it myself. And the reason why is I like to read what you guys have to say. And a lot of times you guys send us things that are happening in your neighborhood that otherwise we would not know about. So thank you for sending us those news nuggets. And if you want to, you can do that on our website, or you can just drop us a message on Facebook, which is what someone did in Louisville. And here's the headline at ToddStearns.com. Louisville mayor forbids churches from holding Easter Sunday drive-in services. Now, this is a big deal. In Louisville, Kentucky, it is a very religious town. And many churches, I believe you folks listening to us in Memphis on KWAM, we told you the story about the First Baptist Church in West Memphis, Arkansas. They're holding a drive-in service. So you just pull into the parking lot and the pastor has a public address system and he's delivering the message. And I don't know how they pass the offering plate from car to car. I do not know. But they have a church service. And so, and it also honors the letter of the law, which is you're not supposed to be in a congregation, you know, with a lot of people, whatever. So the mayor comes out and puts out an edict, and he says that churches will not be allowed to hold drive-in services on Easter Sunday. Mayor Greg Fisher is a Democrat. He said, our job is to deny the virus. If we don't do that, more lives will be lost. I know it's tough. I just can't allow drive-through church services to happen. Now, it gets worse because the Courier-Journal reports that the mayor of Louisville wants congregants. So all of you church members out there, he wants, if you belong to a church and your pastor is reading this and says, well, wait a second, that's not what the United States Constitution says, and your pastor decides to hold an Easter Sunday drive-in service, the city, the mayor, wants you to contact City Hall and let them know. In other words, the mayor wants all of you good Christian folks in Louisville, Kentucky, to rat out your preacher. What kind of a sleazy thing is that? By the way, the governor, Andy Beshear, also a Democrat, says he supports leaders across the state who are banning churches from holding drive-in services. Now, this is interesting. Some of the comments have been pretty fascinating because you guys get it. You guys are getting this. One person said, wait a second. You can go through the Chick-fil-A drive-through. You can go to the local Dairy Queen and drive through. You can even go to the liquor store and drive through. So why can't you have a drive-in church service? That's a terrific question. But there's even a better question. And again, this was sent to us by one of our listeners in the Louisville area. And this is why, when I share this with you, you will understand why this listening audience is among the smartest in all of talk radio dumb. Like, radio dumb? Christendom. Anyway, out of everybody out there across the fruited plain, y'all are smart. Someone asked, well, wait a second. Abortion clinics are allowed to remain open for business in Louisville, Kentucky, but not churches. What's wrong with this picture? And that is the question of the day. So we did some research. It turns out there is a women's surgical center. It is the state's only licensed abortion clinic, and it is located inside the Louisville city limits. And so the question I have here is, why is that abortion clinic allowed to be open and do business when churches are being told they cannot even have a drive-in church service? And the mayor's out there saying it's too dangerous. Well, I got to tell you something, folks. I'd say the risk of getting killed in an abortion clinic is a heck of a lot greater than attending a drive-in Easter Sunday church service. But that's just me. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Carlotta, listening to us on WLOB, The Big Lobster. Hi, Carlotta. What's on your mind today?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Carlotta, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Okay. I have, if you want to conduct a poll, I have a question for you, and I have my answer. Now that Bernie has resigned from the campaign, where do you think the next house he buys will be? And I say Venezuela.
Oh, you think? Now, you know, Bernie is quite the entrepreneur, and he's sort of a budding Donald Trump, I guess, in the real estate business, Carlotta, because he owns multiple homes. And you're suggesting Venezuela could be the next one.
Well, I'm naive and an idealist. I think he wants to live among the suffering peoples of Venezuela.
Well,
and interestingly, if you look at the world numbers for the virus, they only have less than 200 cases of the virus.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, NBC News should be all over that. I'm not sure if the Venezuelans are using the same news agencies as the Chinese are. But,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up, Carlotta. By the way, I saw some new information, Carlotta, just before we came on the air. This is over at Gateway Pundit. It's looking like the numbers, the actual coronavirus numbers are are decreasing, which is a great thing. But the, according to the Gateway Pundit, when it's all said and done, about as many people will have died as normally die of the common flu in America.
Exactly. But anyway, as I say, just to recap, every time he retires, somehow he buys a new home.
It's a fair point, Carlotta. I'd love to see the retirement package, Bernie Scott. That's
Exactly. Have a good day, honey.
All right, Carlotta. Great hearing from you. And we've got some great folks that call in on a regular basis. And we love Carlotta. She's keeping things real up in Rhode Island and listening to us on WLOB, which is actually in Portland, Maine. But that they have a huge, huge signal out there. So a lot of folks up in New England listen to this radio program. Good people, they'd be great people if they just stopped broiling their seafood and deep fry it like we do back in Tennessee and along the Redneck Riviera. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. So we had somebody call in and they didn't want to go on the air, but they did have a question. Todd, do you think that the people who have died from coronavirus would want us to give up our liberties and go into a depression on their behalf? That's a fascinating question. And I do wonder, I have to tell you this, I would be in that risk category. I have a mechanical heart valve, and you know, you've heard the story. Back in 2005, my heart valve, my aortic valve, gave out. It was something I was born with, and I had to have open heart surgery. So I'm on, you know, blood thinners and heart medicines and all that kind of stuff. But I'm in this group, and I got to tell you something, folks. Even though I'm in this group, it deeply troubles me that our civil liberties are under attack right now in America. And it is a terrific question. Do you think the people who have died from coronavirus would want us to give up our liberties? Because that's ultimately what our government leaders are asking of us. And I'm not talking about President Trump. President Trump is doing really a terrific job here. He is not intervening in state decisions and on state issues. This would be very easy for a Democrat to come in. If Barack Hussein Obama was president of the United States, again, God forbid. But if he was, he would be dictating what was happening in local states. Just remember, Obama was so involved in what was happening that he actually felt like he was the police chief of Ferguson, Missouri. Remember that debacle? So what Trump is doing is he's stepping back and he's letting the states make these decisions. And the states are making some very dangerous decisions right now, in my estimation. By the way, Fort Worth, Texas, you folks down in Fort Worth, Texas, you're not even going to be able to have an Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday. That's right. They're banning the Easter bunny in Fort Worth, Texas. As a matter of fact, they also said that if you go out, if you are caught hunting Easter eggs, you could be fined. We're talking about banning the Easter bunny. I mean, come on. Is this the kind of America you want? And this is a great question as we go to break. Do you really think people who have died from the virus would want us to give up our liberties? 844-747-8868. This is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up next. This is the Tom Stern Show. Things that we've been doing on this radio program and in my daily commentaries, and those morning commentaries are on about 800 radio stations around the country now, and we've just been reminding people, let not your heart be troubled, be prudent, but do not panic. And it's just a very simple reminder that God is in control, and he's in charge of all this stuff. And one of the things I love about Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, not only is she like a pit bull, but she is also a devout Christian. And she shared that Bible verse from John chapter 14, verse 1 on her Twitter feed earlier. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. It's a great reminder that ultimately, as crazy crazy as things are right now, God is in control. And Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee is on our Liberty University Newsmaker line. Senator, great to have you back with us.
Well, it is good to be back with you and with all your listeners. And yes, I do think we have to keep that in mind. At the end of the day, God's the one in charge, not us. Not anybody else, not any country. He is in charge. And I hope that will comfort people. And on our Twitter feed every day, we put up a scripture or a hymn just to remind people that now is a really good time to focus on things that matter in life, to focus on your faith, to focus on your family, to focus on helping those around you that really are in desperate need of some help.
You know, I found it fascinating. There was a Gallup poll last week, Senator, that said an overwhelming majority of children under the age of 17 are actually happier now, and they enjoy spending all of this extra time with their parents. And to your point, it's a reminder that family is so vitally important for the health of this country.
Yes, you know, it really is. And we talk about the family unit and its importance. And sometimes that gets discounted in a secular world and in the busyness of life. And people will push that aside in order to focus on something they think, well, this is going to help me get a promotion, or I need this sale, or whatever. But the focus should always, first and foremost, be our faith and our family and preserving our nation's freedom. And in line with supporting our family, I say rounding out the big five are the two items of hope and opportunity. And if we get those core philosophical components right, faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity, a lot of the issues of the day are going to take care of themselves.
Senator, I know you're a huge supporter of the country music industry in Nashville. And, of course, Nashville also home to the largest, you know, Christian music industry as well. Last night, I got a message, and I'd love to send this to your team. There's a Christian company. They do all the big Christian cruises. Toby Mac is involved in that. And they're getting hosed by Royal Caribbean. You know, a lot of the cruises are having to cancel, and they're refusing to refund millions of dollars to these contemporary Christian artists. And I know it's unfair. You know, you may not know the story here, but we've got to protect folks from some of these big companies that are not going to be doing the right thing.
Well, we do. And I've talked to folks in the entertainment industry about this. Some of the cruise cancellations were one of the first things that I was made aware of. And a lot of our inspirational speakers also that book on these cruises. And this is one of the reasons I fought so hard in the CARES Act to have people who are independent contractors, sole proprietors, self-employed included in the definition of a small business. Because, Todd, as you know, most of our folks that are in the contemporary Christian music or gospel music industry, they are a small business entity unto themselves, but they still have equipment that they use in their concerts and performances. They have payments to make on that. Sometimes they lease office space that they use for recording and rehearsals. So we made a point of making certain they were going to be included and would not be left out. But we are very concerned with these cancellations and with refunds not being made by some of these cruise companies, and are looking at that issue.
China, you and Senator Tom Cotton have been right up there from day one warning people about how dangerous China was. And as you put out on your Twitter feed, China lied. People died.
Well, precisely. And you'll love this. Talking about country music, the other day somebody sent me a text and they were paraphrasing the old Barbara Mandrell song, "I Was Country Before Country Was Cool." And they said, you were on China before being on China was cool. And indeed, I was. Whether it was with our technology, with our auto manufacturing supply chains, with all of the intellectual property theft that China has done, they have made a living ripping off the United States and our creators. So basically what has happened, China took all of our jobs and they sent back to us a virus. And that's what we've gotten for this. It's why I think China needs to pay for this. We need to have them forgive some of the debt. They own over $1 trillion of our debt. They need to forgive it. The entire world needs to charge China back for this because they knew what they were doing. They knew they had this virus for 51 days before they ever said anything. And Todd, I think they only said something because it got away from them. And then they had to say something. So they never thought it was going to get this out of control. But people have lost their lives and their livelihoods because of China.
And it's just, maybe we shouldn't be surprised, but it is still shocking that the media in this country, and NBC News specifically, has literally been regurgitating Chinese, communist China propaganda.
Oh, it's sickening to me. The Chinese propaganda machine is in full force, and they are spinning like crazy, trying to say it was somebody's fault other than theirs. But everybody knows this started in Wuhan, China, whether it started in the lab or in the wet market, and the research was being done in the lab. But they are ground zero for this, and they chose to put the party in front of people. They wanted this Chinese New Year celebration and wanted the Communist Party leaders coming in there. So they brought them in there anyway, and this is what started all the spread. And then, like I said, this got away from them. So then they had to start to say, oh, yeah, we've got us a problem here. And you're right. The entire world has had a problem. This is going to cost our country $2 trillion, and the toll is still mounting. So China needs to, they need to pay for this. They need to admit this was their mistake. It's why I have the resolution that would say the U.S. Senate realizes China started this, then they lied about it, then they weren't transparent. They tried to blame it on the U.S. military. And it's why I'm pushing to bring our pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States. Got and the to. Third bill that I'm working on and started on this last fall was ending these Confucius Institutes that some of our colleges and universities have chummed up with the Chinese Communist government and have allowed these Confucius Institutes teaching Chinese language and business and philosophy on our public universities and campuses.
That is shocking. Our time is running away here, but I would love to get you back on the show, and we'd love to get some more information on that so we can do some investigation as well. That's just unbelievable. Wow.
Yes, it is. And this is why we are wanting to put a stop to it. This is how China has been sending these quote-unquote professors over here, and what do we find out? They end up being spies. We've recently had an issue with this at Harvard, of all places. So, you know, this needs to be put to a stop. China is not our friend, and they do not wish us or our allies well. And then on top of all this with the virus, what are they trying to do? They're trying to profit from it. I think it is absolutely despicable.
No doubt about that. Senator, as always, we thank you for coming on the show, keeping us updated. You're just doing some terrific work up there on Capitol Hill.
We'll keep it up. Good talking to you. Stay safe. Bye-bye
All right,
now.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Tennessee, the volunteer state. And she's sticking it to China, folks. And we've got to hold them accountable. And the fact of the matter is, we still don't know what this virus is. We don't know if this was some sort of a natural occurrence. The general train of thought was it was from people eating bat soup. Don't eat bats. There has been concern that maybe this was manufactured in some sort of a lab as some sort of a biological weapon. But we've got to get to the bottom of this and find out what this was and what this is really all about here. Because something very nefarious is happening across our country, especially with these attacks on civil liberties. All right, we've got to take a break here. We're going to get to the phones, 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Got to tell you, you folks in Arkansas are mighty blessed to have a governor like Asa Hutchison. The governor is standing up for the United States Constitution, and he's cracking down, holding a press conference with the Little Rock mayor, who said he asked the governor to impose basically a lockdown order on the state capitol. And the governor says, you know what? We're not going to do that. We're not going to give you the authority to shut down civil liberties here in the great state of Arkansas. And I'd love to hear from some of you folks listening to us on KARN to get your reaction to this, because, again, the Democrats, by and large, are wanting to use this pandemic to stifle freedom and liberty. 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's go to Pensacola, Florida. Xavier, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, I hope you're doing well today. I appreciate you sharing biblical content on your radio show. I came across a story that I wanted to share with you. I grew up in North Carolina, and there a public relations officer held a press conference, I believe it was yesterday, and when talking about the Constitution, he said, during this pandemic time, as I said earlier, we have to pause our freedoms in order to protect them. And, you know, besides that obviously being a disgusting comment, I wonder what effects all the actions that are being taken due to the coronavirus are going to have on my generation, especially since very few of us truly have a knowledge of sacrifice when it comes to freedoms and things like that. So,
wow, that's a terrific question. Now, Xavier, how old are you?
I am 20 years old, Mr. Starnes.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, 20 years. So, and you were raised right. You're calling me Mr. Starnes, but you don't have to do that. You can call me Todd.
Well, I grew up in the South, man. A little bit of Southern charm.
I have no doubt you did. I kind of figured that out. You know, Xavier, that's a good question. I am curious, where did, if you could, on our Facebook page, drop me a message, because I'd like to know more about this press conference that was held. You said they had to pause our freedoms. Is that what they said?
Yeah. The public relations officer, he was talking about the stay-at-home order that was placed or put in place by the governor there. And his direct quote was, during this pandemic time, as I said earlier, we have to pause our freedoms in order to protect them.
I'm not surprised they're saying that, because we're hearing similar things being said, you know, in governments all over the place, including San
right.
Diego. And we're going to get into the San Diego situation in the next hour. Xavier, I'm curious, what are you hearing from people your age about the crackdowns?
See, as far as people that I'm around and around my age, there's not as much a sense of urgency about freedoms being taken away as there is from other generations. For example, people my age are, you know, they don't have to go to school. You know, some of them, you know, they don't have as many responsibilities because things are shut down. So, you know, states being shut down is not necessarily a major concern for them. And then that was my main issue with you know, one of his comments is that, you know, all these rights and things are being, you know, squashed and things, and people, you know, especially my age, just don't have a mental compass, if I can say it that way, to realize that what's going on is highly inappropriate and unacceptable.
You know, Xavier, I'm wondering if it's from a very practical level, you know, they're just not teaching, you know, students in public schools what their rights are under the Constitution these days. Maybe they just don't understand that their civil liberties are under attack.
I would agree with that statement. I went to public school, and we learned things about the Constitution per se, but we didn't, you know, we didn't take the time to read it. You know, we didn't take the time to learn what we can and cannot do as citizens. There was a little bit of an emphasis in only civics class about, you know, voting and things of that nature. But I would definitely agree with you that public education is straying away from things of that nature. So,
Xavier, we've got about a minute here. I want to ask you this question. What troubles you as a 20-year-old American? What troubles you by what you're seeing?
I think the biggest thing, which I don't know if it has to pertain to the coronavirus necessarily, but it does, is the precedents that are being set. I wouldn't be surprised if in the future, you know, rights can be taken away in the interest of public safety and no one will say anything. You know, you think about how Bernie Sanders just dropped out of the race. Well, you know, we got very close to having a Democratic nominee that was a Democratic socialist, you know, and obviously socialism and communism don't work, never have worked and never will work. But it just concerns me that, you know, that in the future, what if the government, you know, creates something false? You know, and then, you know, shut things down. So
look, Xavier, here's what we're going to do. We're coming up on a news break. I want you to send me a message. Just give me some details on that presser. In the meantime, I want to send you a copy of my most recent book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. What a great call. And I want you to promise to give us a call back and to weigh in on some of the other issues down the road.
Absolutely. I greatly appreciated that. It was my pleasure talking to you, Mr. Starnes.
All right. Yes, sir.
So
hang tight. And Mr. Avery is going to get your information there. What did I tell you, folks? Don't we have some great listeners, great callers, a 20-year-old, and he's preaching more truth than any of the Democrats and a lot of the folks that are up in Washington, D.C. right now. Pretty amazing. Hey, Jensen Franklin is coming up, a great American pastor. We're going to be talking to him, plus your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.